The overall goal of this procedure is to perform the focus formation assay in mouse fibroblast cell lines using a retrovirus to determine the oncogenic potential of a gene. This is accomplished by first cloning the sequence for the gene of interest into a retroviral vector. The second step is to produce retroviral particles using the viral vector and PlatE packaging cells. Next, the retrovirus is used to infect NIH3T3 mouse fibroblast cells in order to assess the transforming potential of the gene of interest. The final step is to allow the NIH3T3 cells to divide for 3 to 4 weeks, followed by crystal violet staining to quantify the number of foci formed. Ultimately, the focus formation assay is used to show if overexpression of a gene of interest is sufficient to induce density-independent growth in mouse fibroblast cells.